All right, I want to extend greetings to you all in Jesus' precious name. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to be faithful to you. Give us wisdom this morning as we open your word. Fill us with your spirit. Help us to be faithful to you. Bring glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's open our Bible to 1 John chapter 1. Verse 1, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. All right. A couple of different things this morning. First of all, I want to just show you here from the scriptures of what God is looking for in us. These verses 8 and 10, it says, if we say that we have no fellowship or have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. We are a fallen people, a fallen race of humanity, and to say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. So what I want to bring out is that what God is looking for in us is not perfection. We strive for that. We want that. We hate when we fail, and we hate when we feel like we've fallen short or failed God, just like we do each other whenever we failed each other. But that's not the goal. You know, we see so many people in churches that their goal, it seems to be, is perfection. In no one ever failing. Just looking out, just thinking that we are able to live a life that pleases God all by ourselves. And that how we live and is what God is just watching every move that we make. And we just live in fear, thinking that I'm going to make a mistake. We live in fear, thinking that I just got to do everything just perfect. And that's not what God is looking for. The Bible says if we say that we've achieved that, or if we say that we've come to that end, then we've deceived ourselves. We've missed it. God came, Jesus came into the world to redeem us from this world and to redeem us from our failings and to forgive us. But he came, this whole chapter is talking about the reason he came. He came into the world to bring light into this world. He is light. And it's not about if we say that we have no sin. I've heard people say, well, what sin have I done? Or where have I ever sinned? And saying that, we're just deceiving ourselves. We've missed it. Because it's not about that perfect performance that we have set upon ourselves or that we think God is requiring of us. It says, this is the message we have heard in Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. And it says, but if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, that is what God is trying to get us to do. Simply walk in the light. Walking in the light is... It sounds very simple. Just walk in the light. It's a day-to-day living and seeing and walking that when we see what we're supposed to do, you walk in it. It's not about a performance of seeing how we do everything just right. It's simply when we see something, we walk in the light. Then it says, if we walk in that light, we begin to have fellowship one with another. We get people that contact us all the time. And the reason they contact us is because somewhere along the line, they begin to see the errors all around them in religion and in Christianity. And they begin to see something. They begin reading the Bible. They see someone else living different than themselves. And they begin to see, or light begins to dawn on them, that there's something missing that they need to change. And the people that all over the world, they'll call us and they'll say, oh, I begin to see that I was in error. And I was all wrapped up in theology and I thought it was all about theology. And I see the simplicity of just hearing what Jesus is saying and begin to practice it. Begin to put it into practice in my life. They're seeing light and they're walking in it. And as they begin to walk in it, guess what? They look for fellowship with other people who are walking in it. And we begin to have fellowship. Not because we agree on every point. Not because we have everything all figured out. Not because we all live perfect lives. But because we're walking in the light. And in the light is where God is. He's trying to show us things. He's trying to move us closer to Himself. And so as He shines His light on us, it begins to transform our light. Our life, and we begin to walk in it. And we begin to be more like Him. And that's what the goal is. Often growing up, and still here today, all over, many people that teaching theology, they tell you that you've got to be born again. You've got to have the blood to cleanse all your sins. And then you'll begin to have fellowship with each other. And then you'll begin to walk in the light. Just exactly opposite of what the Bible says. But how many people with today contact us or we talk to on the street or the people we're talking to saying, oh, he can't see anything because he hasn't been born again yet. Or he hasn't been converted. How can he see those things? He can't understand. You can't even teach people what Jesus taught or how to live or how to change their life because this magical experience hasn't happened in them, so they can't understand it and they can't see it. But you see people on the street living in sin, knowing that they're not doing right, and they can see what they ought to be doing. but they've chosen not to do it. See, the question isn't whether we're waiting some magic thing to happen to us and we're converted and we're born again. The question is when you see the light, are you going to walk in it? That's where conversion comes. That's where the change comes, is seeing a different course than what you're living. Walking in darkness, living in darkness. But there's something, you know, there's a better. You know there's something more. You know you're doing wrong. And you see that there's someone doing right. You see what the Bible says. You understand it. But you're not willing to walk in it. You don't want to do it. And so you choose to walk in darkness. See, we think of walking in light and walking in darkness as some great... It's just a very, very simple thing. When we talk to someone and we explain something to them and they begin to understand and they see what we're talking about, or they come up and they have questions. Why is it this way? Why is it that way? And we show them it's walking in the light. It's following the teachings of Jesus. And they see it and they understand it and they realize many times they've been deceived by what they've been taught. Sometimes they get upset with it. But you present the light to them, and they see that light, and then they choose not to walk in it. That is walking in darkness. It's right there in front of them. They see the error of their ways. They know that this is the right way, and they choose to go right on the way they were. Just like people in a bar. Somebody, they'll all admit to you, a lot of them will admit to you, they're wrong. They know there's a better way. I used to have a friend that said, ask him what's he doing? Where's he going? How's it going? He said, well, I'm going to hell if I don't change my ways. He knew that it was up to him, that he had to change something. And it's just obvious that they know they need something and they see that there's a better way, but they refuse to walk in it. Religious people, they can see a better path. They can realize that they've been deceived. And you show them a better way and they refuse to walk in it. They're walking in darkness just like the drunk that keeps on drinking, knowing that there's a better way. It's the same. It's no great thing that you pronounce that somebody's walking in darkness. It's simply right there in front of you. You see it, you choose it, or you reject it. You reject it. It doesn't matter what path you take from forward. It does not matter what direction you go. If you don't walk in the light that is right in front of you, you are walking in darkness. No matter how religious the path you see the other way may appear, the light is what we're to follow. And when the different conditions, the different states that people are in, the different degrees or the levels that they're on in their religious walk, some of them are just coming out of darkness and they're just taking little baby steps. But they see light and they're walking in baby steps. And it's not up to us to make sure that they walk in our light. It's you present the light, let them walk in it. And as they take those steps and as they proceed in that light, we have fellowship with them even when they're on the very beginning steps. Not to say that we're stepped that far, but we have made some progress and made some different paths, made some gone a little farther, been at it a little longer. And so, but the common denominator is not that they're on the same level that we are, or we're on the same level that they are. The common denominator is they're walking in the light. And that has severed more people fellowship from us. They're trying to put us all in a box. They're trying to do a certain way. And all we're trying to do is say, walk in the light. Walk in the light. And when they walk in the light, it's amazing how clear and easy the fellowship comes. People try to create fellowships. They try to make us all packed into one little place. They read a deal this week about how to create a perfect fellowship. And that's that I would, if I look around at the brethren and I see what time they go to bed. So I decide, well, the brethren go to bed at 9 o'clock. I'm going to start going to bed at 9 o'clock. That makes us have closer fellowship. Or my brethren, they all like to wear overalls. So I'm going to start wearing overalls so that I can fit in with the brethren better. And that will make better fellowship. That's hogwash. That's not how you make better fellowship. You have fellowship by walking in the light. Whether your brother wears overalls or whether he wears blue jeans, whatever, it doesn't matter about those things. That's not how you form a fellowship. Fellowship comes from God because the light is from God. And we have fellowship with God when we walk in that light. And then we have fellowship with the others because they're walking in that light. And then it says, the blood will cleanse us from our sin. That's where it's at. Everything is so backwards. They talk about getting cleansed from the blood and then trying to conform to the brotherhood. That's exactly opposite of what the Bible says. He says to walk, the Father says to walk in the light. Jesus said to walk in the light. John saw that Jesus was the light made manifest. He was the body of light walking in this world. Wasn't going around trying to make sure he conformed and fit in with everybody. He walked in the light. And the world saw that light and they hated it because they loved darkness. They loved their religion. They loved their sin. They loved anything but light. Our responsibility is not to be religious. Our responsibility is not just to be a super person. Our responsibility is not just to fit in with the church. Each one of us, your responsibility is to walk in the light that you have. To walk in the light that you have. Think about it. Walk in the light. You know, we see things and sometimes it gets pretty cloudy, but we know what we need to do. We know that we need to change. Walking it takes effort. It takes courage. But we walk. And that's what brings us fellowship. That's what brings us to God. That's what brings us to each other. And that's what cleanses us from sin. That's how the blood is applied to our life. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. How do you become the light of the world? Do we go just set ourselves on fire and light a match to us, pour us down with gas and light her all up? Is that how we become the light? No. How do you light the world? You walk in the light. That simple. That's all we do. You walk in the light. That's how you're the light of the world. That's what John was talking about. That's what John did when he was living here. He didn't have to go write books and explain everything. He just delivered what he was given to him. And his message was this: walk in the light, and you'll have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse you from all sin. What's our responsibility today? Write books? Do all kinds of wild, fancy things that look real religious? No. The way we're light is just the way Jesus was light. Just the way John was light. Just the way Paul was light. Just the way everyone down through history that brought us all of this got it or had it. They walked in it. How are you the light of the world? I've just been thinking about, I think about some things. You know, I just think, well, what if, you know, I look at the influence that we've had on people, that the light has had on people all around us. Some good and some for bad. But people just walking in the light influence everyone around them. You don't know the light. When you walk in the light, you don't realize what that does to other people. That lifts the whole standard of the world. When you walk in light, people all around you it lifts up the bar of the world. That's why Jesus talked, be the salt of the earth. But if the salt is no good, if the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of earth, under the foot of man. We see that in the Bible, whenever Abraham went into Sodom, and he begged God, he said, God, if there's 10 righteous people in this, will you destroy it? And he said, no, I won't destroy it. And he got all the way down, or maybe it started at 50, and he got all the way down to 5, and he couldn't find 5 righteous people. Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't destroyed because of their wickedness. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because there was no light there. There was no salt there. There was nothing to preserve it. The only thing preserving this world right now is a little bit of light. Otherwise, it's good for nothing to be cast away. Doesn't matter how wicked the world gets. It doesn't matter how bad it gets, how confused it gets. God will destroy it whenever there's no light left in it. That's when he can do nothing else. That's the responsibility that God has given the church. That's the responsibility of you to walk in the light yourself. Because when you walk in the light yourself, the light shines and other people can see it. And it gives them a little light and a little bit of direction. They may not follow all of it, but it will lift the bar. It will remove the confusion that people have. And they'll begin to see a better direction, the way they should walk. And then the choice is theirs. But that's what we're called to do. To walk in the light as He is in the light. That's all He did. That's all Jesus did in His life. He came up against things in the light that He didn't want. He didn't like. What did He do? Father, take this away from me. He had a battle. He had a struggle. Whether He really wanted to do it or not. And He won the battle when He said, not my will, but thine be done. Can you walk in the light all by yourself? Just take off? No, you can't do it. You can't see it, first of all, unless God gives it. And it isn't up to you to do anything other than say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. I will walk in the light you give. Sometimes it gets cloudy. Sometimes it's hard to see. Sometimes we're just bombarded with things all around us. We don't know what to do. We don't see clearly. We don't see that light just right in front of us the way it should. But we can say, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I want to walk in the light. Sometimes it's bright and clear. Sometimes it's pretty cloudy and obscure. It's hard to see. But you walk in it. And when you see it and you don't like the path, you still walk in it. You just surrender to walk through it. All we have to do is just like the children of Israel when they were going through the desert. It don't look fun. It don't look nice. It looks miserable. But all you have to do is go through it. That's all we have to do. I don't like the situation sometimes we get in. Sometimes the world comes down on us and we get all frustrated and something, and you just wonder where it is and we think, I don't want to do this. But then we realize all I have to do is go through it. The little song, My Lord Knows the Way Through the Wilderness. All I have to do is follow. All I have to do is follow. We would like, if we wanted to make our own path, we get these ideas and these dreams how the path's supposed to be, so we try to make the path the way we want it to be. And God says, no, not that one, this one. We don't like that. But it's not up to us to build the roads or build the bridges. All we have to do is follow. Walk in the light God has given. Walk in it. That's all. No big performance medals. No big high standards that we've got to measure up to. Nothing like that. Take the path that God has given you and walk in it. Well, he's got a lot better path. He didn't have to do all that. He's got everything. He's got it made. That's not your path. Who cares? You have to walk in your path. Your path is difficult enough for you without wishing you could have his path or her path. Because I'll guarantee you, his path or her path, if it's that lovely, is probably not the one God gave them. If their path looks so wonderful to you, it sure isn't the one you need. God has given you a path. God has given you light. You walk in your own light. And then the fellowship will be there. And then the blood will be there. It's really simple. But we're so busy looking at somebody else's path. How are they? Oh, they've got it so easy. They've got it so good. They've just got it made. Man. Wish I was in there. Wish I had their path to take. That's not your path. It's none of your business. You have your own path. And if you will walk in the light of your path, someone else, light will shine. And someone else might be able to see that light. And it will affect others. No man is an island. You drop a pebble in the pond and it ripples for good or bad. You walk in the light and there's ripples going out all around you. You walk in darkness, there's ripples going out all around you. It affects other people. You walk in the light, and it will affect other people. It don't mean they'll all follow Jesus. It doesn't mean they'll all walk. But it will affect them. For good. It will preserve them. It will will preserve those around you. It'll preserve the world. And God, help us walk in the light until He returns. Help us be faithful to Him. Lord, again, thank You for Your goodness and mercy. Help us to be faithful. Help us to bring glory to You and honor. Help us walk in the light that You've given us. Help each of us walk in the path. Help us just to go through it. Again, we thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone have anything you want to share?
Come.